Good morning. Today is May the 19th, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will open with me this morning a New Testament book of 1 Peter chapter 5, we'd like to share a few verses with you this morning. Beginning in verse number 6, Peter writes, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." In verse 11, "To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen." Peter writes, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time." That we don't look of the strength and we don't look of the might that we may have within ourselves, or seemingly to think that we have in ourselves, but rather we need to humble ourselves before God under the mighty hand of God, Peter writes. For it says, he may exalt you at the proper time. The time Peter's speaking of, the time, beloved, when we need the strength, when we need the might, when we need the understanding of wisdom, at the time that God has for us, at a time we need it the very most, surely in our lives. In verse 7, he continues, "Casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." Truly, every one of us as a believer today knows the deep, deep love that we even cannot fathom the understanding of as believers. How deeply God loves us that he would send his only begotten Son to the cross to die on behalf of your sins and mine today, that he would willingly give his life. For it says in verse 8, "Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour." You know, that's not hard to fathom, is it? Knowing all the things that we see come against us, beloved, many times in our life, each and every day, we can surely know, and his spirit of demonic forces is surely real around us and in the situations that sometimes we see ourselves and others in. We know truly that we need to always cling to the truth, cling to the understanding that God provides us through his word and through the power, so he may lead us and guide us through and allow us to resist firm, the word says in verse 9, in faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world, that we are not suffering anything that no one else around us may not be suffering. For each one of us are under trials. Each one of us at many times are walking in tribulation, walking into things of this world, the things that may be seemingly trying to work against our faith, trying to work against the power and the might of God in our life. But surely Peter gives us that insight and he gives us that encouragement. For he says in verse number 11, "To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen." Him being God, him being the power of God in our lives, beloved. You know, if we look back just for a moment out of verse number 10, it says, "His eternal glory in Christ will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." You know, each day in our life, surely we need to know that we're in God's will, in God's perfect peace, to have that fellowship, that one-on-one relationship, that intimate love that we share with our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ in heaven, even this very day. I would ask you this morning, if you would, just to bow your head with me for just a few moments of prayer. Father, this morning we're truly grateful and humbled, God. We thank you, God, today for speaking unto our hearts. We thank you, Father, today for just allowing us to hold this precious word of yours in our hand, Father. Lord God, we'd ask you in this morning's devotion that you would just allow the words of Peter, Father, to speak unto our heart. Let us know, Lord God, today that you have full control and full right of way in all situations. Father, allow us to have that sober spirit that Peter speaks of, Father. The strength of you, Father, is surely our strength today because of the faith, God, that you have manifest in our hearts and our life each and every day. God, always allow us to know, Father, that other brothers and sisters always in our lives are all suffering through the same hardships, the same needs, Father, that we as well share today. Father, we would ask you today, Father, to just help us and lead us and guide us. Allow this profound truth, God, to just be spoken and be indwelled within our hearts this very day. Father, today I would ask as well in prayer, Father, that you would just bless our nation, Father. I would ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord, today, Father, that you would be with the men and women that are fighting for the freedoms of our great land. God, may you just comfort them. May you protect them. Father, may you bring them home when that day comes, Father, knowing that they've accomplished a job and it's been well done. May you bring them home safe, Father, to their families, Lord. Lord, I pray today for those that are sick and those that are shut in, that we know this very week, God, that have been to the doctor and have heard some news, God, that is not always the best of news to hear. For Lord, today we pray for those in our families. We pray for our friends, Lord, those at the assisted care homes, Lord, that we can surely call by name that we see so often each week. Lord, we'd ask you to bless them, meet their needs, Father, physically and spiritually and surely financially, God, that you would just touch those, Father, that pray so diligently each day for the needs of so many, including our own needs, Father, including the needs of this ministry and many ministries, God. Father, would ask you today that you would just bless them. Father, we received many email needs today. We heard from several that we had spoken with today, Father, on the telephone. God, there's many physical needs out there as well as spiritual needs. Those that we know are lost, Father, and those that we know are wandering in this sin-cursed and dark world, God, they may be relatives, Father. They may be friends. They may be a husband or a wife. It could be a son or a daughter. Oh, Lord, they're so heavy on our hearts this day and each day, God, as we read those letters and read those emails from different ones, Father, and pray each day on behalf of their family members. Lord God, we would just ask you today that you would just keep your hands upon each of us. And the days forward, Father, until the day you call us home, may we stand strong. May we stand firm, Lord, just as Peter declares. May we stand steadfast, Father. Again, Father, not of any might or any strength or any great wisdom that we have, for we have none, Father. But, Father, because of you, because of your understanding, Father, in our lives, because of the faith, Father, that you bestowed in each of us, God, may this day we stand strong. Father, may this day we just declare unto the world, Father, how great it is to know, Father, that we serve you. How great a God we serve this day, God. May we lift up holy hands of praise, and may we always thank you, Father, for the goodness, for the blessings, and the love, God, that you show us, that you would just allow us to be a witness for someone, Father, that may be wondering. God, help us, lead us, and guide us, Father. Lord, let us be the salt and the light, God, that you've called us to be, and may we stand firm and steadfast, God, in your will and your purpose. For today we come and we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.